Welcome back to Hey Julie here on julieland.com. Today we've got a very special guest, a male from the adult industry. We're always talking to the ladies, but today we're going to find out what it's like to be one of the guys. This is Julian. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. How long have you been in the adult business?
I've been in the adult business probably 9-10 years.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
How did you get in? What were you doing, and how did you get in the business?
The infamous question.
I know. It's the standard first question.
Well, I guess anybody who's tracked my history kind of knows. Really haven't talked about it too much, but how I got in the business was when I think I was still in the Marine Corps, and it would have been 94, probably 94.
Right.
Me and a buddy of mine answered an ad in there's a nude modeling ad in the back of a military paper, like a publication.
Really? Okay.
So it's like dollar, you know, the $3 signs, a bunch of, you know, make money. So we're like, fuck, we didn't get paid shit. I can say all that stuff.
That's all right. Yeah. You're fine.
So we answered this ad. We went and checked it out, and it happened to be, you know, nude modeling for like underwear and shit like that. And it happened to be gay magazines, but it was only single guy layouts.
Right.
We got paid $500 every time we did a layout, so no big deal.
Easy money.
Yeah. So when I think about it, yeah, my adult career probably started in 94, so that would be even, you know,
yeah,
longer. Then that progressed to solo masturbation videos, okay, and then I don't know where else. I think after like maybe 6 or 7 magazines and then a few of the masturbation videos, I stopped for a while.
Right.
And then I got out of the military. I went back up to Seattle. When I was doing the magazines, one of the guys who owned the magazines, I guess it doesn't matter if I say his name, Rick Ford. He owns All Worlds Video down in San Diego.
Okay.
And they do all gay stuff. And he kept asking me to do stuff, and I wouldn't do it.
No. He's gay for pay, huh?
Well.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead.
Kept asking me if I'd do stuff, and I wouldn't do it. I just refuse. It's not me. I'm not going to do it. Don't, right, you know, quit asking. Moved back up to Seattle. I help open Rock Bottom Restaurant up there in, mm-hmm, Seattle, and I'm bar backing, and economy's just shit up there, not doing anything, and I moved back up there in the wintertime, and it's just everything's
miserable, and yeah,
had no money, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna call him, see what exactly he wants me to do.
Right.
So he's all like, well, you can make this amount of money if you do this and this and this, and I'm like, no, 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 no. And he's like, well,
what kind of money doing what? I mean, I want
details. Well, I mean, I could have, you know, if he could have got me to do like full scenes, he was offering me like, you know, $7,000-$8,000 to do
a scene. Wow. So that's, yeah, what the gay guys are making.
Well, I don't know if like the gay guys are doing, right, it, but if they can get like a straight guy to do it, then they were going to offer more money.
Wow.
So then he's all like, well, how about if you just a blowjob? And I'm like, I'm not giving anybody a blowjob. Goes, okay, how about if somebody gives you a blowjob? And in a boy-girl scene.
Right.
And I'm like, so how much am I going to get for that?
Right.
And he's like, $3,000. So it was actually a scene with, I can't remember the guy's name, but me, Sharon Kane.
Absolutely.
And can't remember his name, but they started, right, the scene with I was blindfolded, and then he performed oral on me.
Mouth is mouth. Okay.
And then cheated, but then they took the blindfold off of me. When they took the blindfold off of me, then when I could actually see what was going on, then I started struggling.
Oh, okay.
Then Sharon started giving me head again, and then I did the scene with her.
Right.
I fucked her.
Okay.
And then that was it.
Who gave the better blowjob?
I mean, I'd still have to say Sharon.
Okay. You have to, right?
I have to. I have to say Sharon.
No matter what. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to say Sharon.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Then I actually did one more. It wasn't a boy-boy-girl scene. They just asked me to do one more oral scene where I got a blowjob.
Right.
And then... actually, the first one, they gave me another 1,000, so I got 4,000 for doing that scene.
Damn.
For just getting a blowjob from the guy and then doing the scene with him. And then I told him, I said, okay, if I agreed to do this other one, then you have to put me in a scene with a blonde, big tit girl. And so I did the other scene where I just got a blowjob, and they actually shot it from the waist down.
Right.
They didn't even show my face in that one. And then the scene they put me in was with Brittany Andrews.
Oh.
And
Miss
Brittany. Shishi LaRue was directing it.
Okay.
And it was, so that would have been my second, first just straight boy-girl scene.
Right.
And it was a condom scene, and it was before Viagra, before any of that shit, And Brittany, actually, when we were doing the Pretty Girls, Brittany thought that I was gay because it was a bi movie.
Oh, okay.
And until we started doing the Pretty Girls, because when I was up behind her, rubbing on her tits and everything, I was
Pretty
just,
Girls, you mean the photos?
The photos.
Yeah, that's when they take all the still photos. You do Pretty Girl photos, and then you do the scene.
Yeah. And when we were doing the pictures, then I was just raging. I was just like...
Ready.
On my board was actually my
your longboard.
My longboard was long.
Gotcha.
And then we did the scene, and it was just I mean, just rocked right through it. No problems, no troubles at all. And then right after that, I went to Shishi, and I'm like, this is what I want to do. I go, there's absolutely no way I can do the other stuff. And Shishi even went to Rick Ford or whoever, and said, you know, this guy's. It doesn't matter how much money you offer him, he's not going to do it.
Right.
So then Brittany took me, after that scene, we kind of hung out for a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, we're friends.
Uh-huh.
And
with
she
benefits.
Took me, yeah, and then she took me to around to the companies, and one of the first companies she took me to was Metro, and I think within a month, they signed me to a contract.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how I got
it. There it is. That's how it ended. And Sharon Kane gave the better blowjob.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Does it bug you that the women get all the press and the kudos and the attention in the business?
I can't say it bugs me. I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I can't say it bugs me because I understand.
Right.
You know, you can't put, in the straight market, you can't put a dude on a cover and sell.
But you know what?
But I think you can put guys with girls.
But women are the top money spenders in our society.
Yeah.
I get women all the time asking me the single videos that you did, these women would pay for. They want to see that.
Right.
You know, so I think. We're kind of missing it a little bit. I think people would pay to see the
but
hot
guy. I think we're still, they might be the money spenders, but I still think they're behind on actually going into the stores and picking
and
things
picking
out
what they
or
want.
Requesting.
Right. All right, that's fair. What,
so.
Are you... The ultimate lover. I mean, you know. I mean, are you a better lover because of the movies than the average Joe that doesn't do movies? Do you think?
I don't necessarily think it's because of the movies. I think that helped with experience and you know, fine tuning some things.
Right.
But I think when it comes to just your sexual nature, I think that's something that's it's either in you or it's not. Okay. And it's going to come out sometime in your life.
Right.
You know, some people, there's people in this business that shouldn't be in the business.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I always tell people there's two things you need to know in this business. One is you have to know how to fuck, period.
Right.
And two, you have to know how to fuck on camera.
How did you learn to fuck before the camera part? Have you always been super sexual? Is that part of your nature?
No, I think I grew into that because my first sexual experience with my first sexual experience, I was 12.
Yeah.
And she was 16.
Wow. That's pretty young.
And then not again until I was 15, 16, somewhere in there. And I think it was so bad for her.
Yeah, maybe.
I think she cried or like she was upset or something like that. I don't know. And she told my sister that it kind of sucked, that which sucks for me because she's telling my sister this shit.
Yeah, that's not nice. Yeah.
So then I think I started concentrating more on the girl.
Gotcha.
And then I think that's when I started growing into it.
Right. And then how did you learn the sex on film part?
I think I grew into that also. I don't think it took me long because I was a connoisseur of pornography before I got into the business.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I knew who, that's what tripped me out when I first got in because me and my friends in high school, I mean, we knew all the names, we knew everyone.
See, me too. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I get
in and I'm like, now I'm surrounded by these people or I'm working with these people or I'm on set with these people.
Right.
And so I was like, you know.
I was much more starstruck by the porn stars that I met when I got in the business than anybody in Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I was, too. That's funny.
When I watched some of my older scenes when I first got into the business, they were kind of lame.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what is a sex on film tip, a secret?
For other people in the business or?
Or just in general, like when people are watching, they're like, oh, that's what he's doing. Or, you know, is there something specific you think about? You know, here's an example. My manager always told me fast equals hot. So if you're not feeling it, you know, bam, 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 move around a lot, get, you know, a little frantic. And it looks hot. I don't know if I agree with that, but that was his advice to me.
Well, you can't agree with that, and I think there's two sides to that. It depends on the connection with the person.
Right.
If you're just moving around because you know you're trying to make it look good and don't give a shit about who you're working with, then it's not going to look good.
Right.
Like for me, I move around a lot. I hate being in one position too long. I don't think that's natural.
Right.
For me, when I do my scenes, I like it to be. That's why I don't like doing 2 hour. It's not necessary to do a 2 hour sex scene,
right?
Or 2.5 hour sex scene. I think you get the most passion and the most a hotter scene within like 45 minutes.
Sure.
You know, especially because if you're at home, 2 hours is something. But if you're on camera, you know, with everything else going on, I think. If you condense it more and just get the strong passion in 45 minutes or less, I think you're going to have a much better scene because you start losing people's interest.
Totally.
You know, people start thinking about other shit. Then, you know, after you get
hungry. Like, oh, my God, is this ever going to end?
You get hungry or start thinking about, did I pay that bill?
Right.
You know?
Oh, no. Oh, you don't think that while you're having sex. Shame
Depends who
you.
You're working with. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what happens if you show up and it's just like her? That's who I'm working with? Her? Mm. What do you do?
Those days can be tough. I've had a number of those days.
Yeah.
You just have to... I think that's why you see a lot of the same guys.
Yeah. I mean, there's how many guys do you think are active in the industry at a time?
At a
like now, like how many do you think are actively in the business? As many as 50?
No. I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, not that get hired on a consistent basis? No.
Right.
I wouldn't say. I'd say probably 20 or less.
But even with Viagra, now it's not, you know, back in our day when we were, you know, I was 10 years ago, there was no such thing as Viagra. The guy had to perform.
Right.
So, you know, there weren't a lot of good looking guys like you because it wasn't looks, it was performance, you know. But now that there's Viagra, why aren't there more guys? Why can't they do it if they can just get their dick hard?
Excuse me. Well, because even with Viagra, your head still has to be in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think a lot of guys, when they first get in and when they come in, they think it's a lot easier than it is. And
why is it so hard? What is it?
It's not a game. It's not, you know, it's not pleasure. It's there's pleasure in it, but it's not strictly pleasure or, oh, I get to fuck this girl. There's, you know, camera in your ass. There's a camera right next to you. You have to pull your leg back. You have to sit in a uncomfortable position for 10 minutes if you're doing hardcore softcore.
Right.
Or you have a 9 a.m. call time and they don't use you until 9 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, then you're sleeping all day long and eating all day long and then they're like, okay, now you get ready to fuck.
Right now.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Yeah, and guys don't expect that. And I think that was something that I had a little bit of an issue with in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you know, I came in and started doing all features. But it's not. I mean, there's a amount of pleasure in it, but it's, I'd say, you know, 10%.
Right. Who are some of the best women you've worked with, and what made them so special?
God.
Sorry. there's got to be, you know.
I mean, the first one off the top of my head would be Janine.
Yeah.
Julia Ann and I had a few really good, really good scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Jill and I had some good scenes. Because I started out doing, you know, the first 3 years doing features. So it was, you know, not too many then. Then, you know, kind of flipped over to
more
Gonzo.
Freelance, yeah.
And, you know, like for new sensations and companies like that, you know, doing just all Gonzo.
Right. You walk in, you do a scene, you're done.
Yeah. Or do two. Sometimes I'd do two in one day.
Wow.
But I'd only do that if it was for the same company in the same place.
Got you. So
I would never double book myself and, you know, have to drive from one set across town to another set.
Right. Yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah.
How's your family feel about it?
My family is totally supportive. My grandparents are my biggest supporters.
Wow.
Every time I tell them, you know, I want to do something else or I want to get out, and they're like, I'm sure they, you know, if they saw me doing something else, they'd be completely supportive and they might be a little bit happier, but they keep telling me, you know, it's legal, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
You know, I think most of my family knows also, you know, my view on the business and how I approach it. And, you know, I'm not I'm not a big partier. I'm not a drug user. And
right.
I'm not an orgy guy.
No. You don't use this as a lifestyle tool?
No.
No?
No.
How does it affect your private life? Is it hard to find girls that are okay with it?
Yeah, it's a little tough on the private life.
Yeah. You know, they're teasing us in the booth.
I'm a water slide guy.
You really are. We're talking about you were in Jamaica with us at Soul Days, and the highlight of everyone's trip, I think, was oiling you down for the water slide races.
Yeah. That was, and I, but Dave,
Yes.
Was there. Still beat me by like 0.8 seconds. He had
what are you gonna do?
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I didn't have enough lube on me, I guess.
Oh, I think you had plenty of lube. I don't know. I don't think it was the grease.
I think that part was the funnest part, though.
Absolutely. You can see pictures of that at heyjulie.com, by the way.
Of the oiling down?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah. So are you in a relationship? Are you trying to be? Are you interested? Do you want to be?
Well, I'm currently married, but I've been married twice in this business.
Yeah.
And, you know, current, still married, but I think my family and friends have revoked my female, industry female privileges.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done a real good job on that.
Well.
In that area.
Do you
I've been real smart.
Well, is it kind of like the same problem that Hollywood has, is that they're kind of playing roles and it's
well, I think
a relationship on film is different than...
I think it's similar to that because in Hollywood, you know, they meet on... they're playing the roles and they meet on set and they have this little whirlwind fantasy, you know, affair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't know anything about each other.
Yeah.
In our case... We do, everything's backwards. We fuck first.
Right.
You get captivated by that, or it's really hot sex. And,
right.
You know, a month later, month and a half later, you're living together.
Right.
Then you're getting married, and you still don't know shit about the person.
Right.
Then you realize, I can't stand this person.
Oh, my God, what have I done? Yeah.
But I've actually had... I've actually had some civilians that
I actually have. It's funny that we call them civilians.
Yeah. I have a civilian right now that I've been spending time with. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And she's cool with it.
Absolutely. Well, she knows my goal and my direction is away from
right
the business. But up to that point, again, because she knows my approach to the business. And,
right.
You know, it's not my lifestyle. And I keep...
Except for marrying the people in it.
Yeah, well, I'm done with that. I'm done with that.
All right. What do you think about the business now? It's a little different.
I think it is different. There's more... I don't know. It seemed like when I came in... It was more of a like a family atmosphere. There's a lot more people that cared about each other. Now it's like nobody cares about each other.
Right.
It's all about, you know, me and
yeah.
What can I make and how much can I get out of you? How much can I shoot you or
right?
You know.
Yeah. What about the type of sex?
It's getting. I mean, I think. I don't know. They're starting to push boundaries, and it's just stuff that I'm not into. And
no, do you find any of it? You don't find that sexy? You don't? You're not?
No, I'm not
excited by that.
No, there's too many people in this business. It shows, like guys anyway. It shows in their sex that they either have really bad issues with women, or they hate women, or
right.
And that's not my approach to women. And I'm not going to spit in some girl's face or.
Yeah.
You know, put my foot on her forehead or, you know.
No?
No, I'm not.
Not even if she asked you to? What if she really wanted?
I'd just feel weird if I was doing that.
Yeah. So after all of these years, what do you find sexy? What turns you on? I remember I was, like you said, all the weird scenes, like weird positions and... For a while there, it seemed like every movie had an outdoor theme of mine. So I was either on a rock, on a log, in water, in the rain. And I was like, you know what? My fantasy is a bed.
Yep.
Missionary.
Yeah.
You know, it's that simple.
Normal sex is, I mean, I still find myself sometimes when I do, I haven't had personal sex. in 3-4 months.
Wow.
Maybe more.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe, well, maybe like, maybe 3 or 4 months, yeah, something like that. But, you know, when I do, I still get turned on by, and I haven't found it with the people that I've dated in the business, mm-hmm. which a lot of people find odd. I haven't found this. It's what turns me on is, like making it exciting. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, the examples I use are like, if we're shopping for clothes and you're trying something on and you're like, come in here for a second.
Right.
Maybe like a 2-minute blowjob or something like that. Or, you know, you have a miniskirt on and you're like, here, just stick it in for a second. Something like quick. Because I always feel that where you start to have sex doesn't mean that's where you have to finish having sex. It could be drawn out through the whole day. It could be a tease through the whole day. Then you get home to your bed or you get home to the couch or you get home to your driveway.
Right.
And you finish each other off, or, you know, you just draw it out and you build up the excitement and anticipation. And I mean, like the relationship I've been in is almost like we get home and it's like, okay, mish, cowgirl, spoon.
Right.
You know, doggy, oral, you know.
And where's the camera?
Right? Yeah. And it's just fucking boring.
Yeah.
And, I mean, porn doesn't turn me on.
No, you don't watch?
No. Oh, hell no. I like erotica type stuff where you almost can't see anything, or mm-hmm. just seeing boobs, or, you know, little tease stuff like that. That stuff turns me on.
Right. What about strip clubs? Do you like that kind of thing?
Never been into strip clubs.
No. Mm-hmm. Huh.
I've gone.
Right.
And you know, I've gone actually I've gone with girls, but to me, I know the game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are occasions when, you know, a customer and a stripper hook up and they date, or, you know, this or that. But for the most part, I know the game, and if I'm not building some type of relationship with you, or I'm not going to fuck you, I'm not dumping a bunch of money on you because I know that's all you want.
Fair enough.
So it's just, for me, it's.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the visual. I like to go hang out and have a drink and watch them shake it around.
Depends on what you're looking at, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
If some of the girls can dance, some of the ones I've been to, the girls can really dance and move. You know, I like
that. Makes it better.
Yeah.
Any advice for guys that want to get in this business? Do you think it's a good idea? Is this a career move that you would recommend for people?
If you... I have to say, just you know, have come in with a clear head and don't get, you know, think about what you're going to do.
Right.
Have something to fall back on, or save your money, or know you want to get into production. If you want to get in just as talent, I don't think it's a smart move.
No.
No.
It's not easy either.
No, you gotta be able to take it someplace else.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're a decent looking guy, if you're a decent looking guy and you have a decent sized cock and you can perform,
right,
then you can last a lot longer than the girls can.
Absolutely.
And so you could draw it out, but I mean, you don't want to draw it out and then, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, 12 years. What am I doing now?
Then what?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is life after is not an easy prospect.
Yeah, and it's always, if you stay in or if you get out or if you meet somebody outside of the business, it's always going to be your past.
Right. Do you get recognized a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the guys or the girls or both?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it awkward? Do you like it? Is it?
Sometimes it's pretty cool. Sometimes this business has made me more of a private person.
Really?
Than I ever was, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I used to be a lot more social and
right.
I get recognized, I was at, you know, Tim McGraw concert in Eastern Washington, but my tattoos give it away a lot.
Right.
My tattoos give it away a lot. I didn't have a shirt on there, and I got recognized. And I was actually up there with Janine.
Oh.
And I got recognized, and she didn't.
Oh, no.
But she kind of dug that, you know?
Sure.
She was, it was cool to her. But what bothered me about that situation, it was two drunk guys, and they had no idea who she was.
Right.
If she had been, you know, sister or somebody who didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
And they're just up, hey, you're fucking that dude, porn star, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. You're like, thanks.
And yeah, it just all depends on the environment. And if I go to the UFC, when I was at in Vegas at the UFC, I had a tank top or like a, yeah, tank top on. You see my tattoos, and I was coming up the thing, and some guy and his wife were coming this way.
Right.
And he like grabbed his wife and was like, that's Julie. And they came back up and were talking to me, and the gym, you know,
right.
You get a lot.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure you got to know because, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody saying, are you so-and-so or this or that. They look at you and it's more of a look of like,
right.
You know, you're a good-looking girl. Or, you know, I know who you are.
Or I like the, God, do I know you? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might
Did
not.
Did you go to school together?
Yeah, exactly. No. You're like, I doubt it.
Doubt
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are you on TV? What time of the day?
Exactly. Maybe. Are all the women in this business crazy?
No.
Do you have to be crazy to be in this business?
I don't think you have to be crazy to be in this business. I just think some girls...
The answer is that all women are crazy, by the way. But go
ahead. All women are crazy?
Oh, yeah. It's just in this business or out, but, you know.
I don't think you have to be crazy to be in the business. I think some of the girls coming in now, or even some of the guys, maybe, especially the girls, are too young.
Yeah.
And to be making the kind of money that they're making, and no one guiding them.
Right.
You know? But then that's how they get crazy.
Yeah.
But, I've come across some pretty fucking nuts.
Any crazy stories? Like, what is some of the weirdest shit that have happened to you because of this business? On set? Or can you think of anything that just really stands out?
On set. Let's see. Fuck, who was it? It was, I was doing a photo shoot, and it was three guys and a girl, and we were getting ready for the pop, and she was laying on the floor, and Ian Manning was, you know, we were all getting ready, you know, Jack and getting ready to pop, and he's all like, okay, I'm ready. So I was sitting down in a chair, and he was standing across, and then there's another guy here or here, and he's like, okay, I'm ready. So I, like, kind of backed off my rhythm, let him go, you know, and he stood over, and he went to come, and it shot straight out, and it was almost like slow motion, and I'm just watching it coming straight at me, and I turned, and it hit me in the back of the head. And he's all like, he just started laughing. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's all right. And he's like, talk about a wood kill. And I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's a good one.
Because
you were never really into the anal sex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't have any of those kind of oops moments.
Not real bad. I've heard some other stories. And,
yeah.
You know, like Mark Davis on a set one time got pretty bad. And I'm just, lucky it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I stayed away from
that. Talk about a wood kill.
Oh, for me it would be.
Yeah.
For me, it would be. I mean, there's even just some of the odor that comes up from doggy style.
Yeah.
Some girls who aren't real hygienically sound.
I was just, okay, so.
Yeah. You're like.
Fan.
It's like the air pushes up and you're just like. Yeah, there's some girls. But you know,
new position. Flip.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I mean, some girls, how can you not know? You know?
Yeah.
How can you not?
Some girls just don't know, you know?
Yeah. They got to be told.
Have you ever had to just go, no, not doing it. Get me someone else or I walk, because that's just too stinky, too ugly, too...
One girl, actually, it wasn't too long ago, I said no to because she was just all whacked out on set.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Can't do it. I'm not going to put myself there.
Yeah.
Other girls, I've never walked away from a girl. I've had somebody say something.
Yeah.
Or I just won't, you know, I didn't go down on them.
Right.
You know, because he's less, you know, my dick is less concerned. He doesn't care what it smells like.
No nose. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't, you know, I can keep it away from my nose.
That's funny.
But, I mean, I wouldn't go down on every girl.
Right.
You know, I would just try and judge them by looking at them or, you know.
Gotcha. So what's life after for Julian?
Life after for Julian. Well, I work for a mortgage company right now.
Cool.
And I'm trying to, you know, build that business, and all my spare time is focused on that.
Cool. Do you have a website?
I have a website. It's JulianXXX.com. Hasn't been updated in 2 years.
All right. Well, go see Julian 2 years ago at JulianXXX.com. Thank you so much for being here and giving us the inside scoop on being a dude in the business.
Yep.
Congratulations on 10 years.
Yep.
It's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
And good luck with the future.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Hey Julie on JulieLand.com. We'll talk to you next time.